It started while I was there in order to economise, because Trinity House was funded by the ship owners. Ship owners, this is built up over the centuries. Providing a lighthouse was basically a business going back to 300 years. If you were wealthy enough, you would get a license from the government to build a lighthouse. You would then charge the ships as they entered port. Any ship that had passed that lighthouse was charged the fee. So it was a business. You built the lighthouse and then got paid for providing the light. But the ship owners were always saying, "Trinity House, you charge too much." I mean, the ship owners were always trying to maximise their profit. So Trinity House, in trying to placate the ship owners, said, "Well, we'll try to see what we can automate." And the Americans had developed a large navigation buoy. The prefix is a Lambie, but not the prefix, the abbreviated title is a Lambie. They had designed it for the Gulf of Mexico, which has different sea conditions to what we have here. But anyway, when I joined, the first one was being tested at Portland, and that was the start of the automation. I think they still have one or two Lambies, but the vibration that the Lambie, they were like a dish. Well, like a saucer with a flat deck and this 40-foot tower sticking up in the middle, and a lot of electronic equipment inside. Because not only did it operate the light and change generators automatically and change lamps if a lamp failed, it also was remote controlled by radio. So there was a lot of electronic equipment, and then the vibration quite often upset things. And mechanics were frequently being taken out there to jump onto this 40-foot wide dish to do the repairs, and most of them were seasick trying to do their job. They've gone now. It's the stations are converted light vessels. The light ships had served their purpose for hundreds of years. It made sense just to automate the light ship and take the crew off. So that was another phase of the automation.